mucho. I want to take just a moment and introduce my wife, Marie, to you. Would you stand, sweetheart? This is one of God's delightful princesses of the kingdom. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the reality of your life. We thank you for the passion that is in your heart to break in upon the earth. And that you have created a people and called us a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, those that are set apart, holy unto you, to be the point of contact and release to a world that so desperately needs your presence. And Lord, as we look into your word this morning, and as we consider these things, would you empower us by the Holy Spirit? Your word says that grace is poured upon your lips. And so, Lord, we ask that this morning, I ask you that I would speak with lips of grace, that there would be an empowering presence by your Spirit. Thank you for that anointing, Lord. I pray that there would be an anointing on the hearts of every listener, on their minds. This might be more than another Bible study or another piece of information, but there would be something loosed in the heavenlies, something loosed on the earth as it is in heaven. And we bless you and we thank you that you are faithful to do it in your Son's mighty name. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8 this morning. It's a potent little passage that is maybe the most concise and clear verse in Scripture on the job description of the Christian. Deuteronomy 10, verse 8. We want to take the time this morning to unpack this a little bit. It says, at that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister to Him, and to bless in His name to this day. Now, in my understanding, the Levitical priesthood in the nation of Israel was to the nation of Israel what the church is to the world in our time. God took the nation of Israel
Thank you. Thank you. say, ah, thank you.